Liberty activists around the country are starting to realize politics alone won't set us free. So what will? At Liberty on the Rocks, man, we believe the answer starts with living your principles.
All right, we're clear. So if you're...
Ustream fans and fellow, I can't even call them fans, fellow conspirators or podcast cast master classers.
Let's see you chat.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, and I just wanted to express to people over on Ustream as well as on the radio later that there are a number of vectors we can travel on in this. One is just about that stupid video. The other is about voting in general and the philosophical tears that might bring to some people, whether they think it's philosophically sound, whether they think it's practically useful or useless. Sometimes people draw distinctions to say, well, if I vote to be a negative, then I find it philosophically acceptable, even if I don't believe in government, to say, okay, I'm voting to stop the growth of government or, you know, that sort of thing. It doesn't mean I'm sanctioning it. Like when I agreed to run for the Senate, you know, as an anarchist, you say to yourself, okay, I know I'm not going to get elected. I'm just doing this to try to get the message out. So how will people view that? Will they think that I'm sanctioning the state or the process that supports the state? You know, and there's a lot of stuff, not just the direct line into the offices, but the very mentality behind this strange ritual that we have. Really good video that was created by the folks at InfoWars. I don't know if you got to see this latest one that David Knight put together. It's excellent. He uses shots for B-roll on the video, and it's all from the prisoner episode where the prisoner runs for office, and it's totally superficial. And one of the best things that he does in the video is he runs for president of the village, and of course the president of the village is just a totally superficial nothing office. He really doesn't. He's just a figurehead. And at first he's trying to say things that are actually meaningful to these prisoners on the island. He's saying, you still have a chance. You still have a chance to redeem whatever vestige of freedom you've got. And nobody's listening to him. They're like walking around, doing nothing. And then he comes up with just platitudes. And he says, and my idea is less work and more play. And they're like, yay! And he wins.
Via the camp feed in high quality 24/7.
Are we coming back already?
No live show being produced in our Keene studio. But wait, there's more. Our chat room is built into the campaign.
But wait, there's more. There's more. I've got a good radio voice.
LRN.FM. That's cam.lrn.fm.
You know that's actually a woman? What if and she smokes a lot.
That's cam.lrn.fm. How you doing, sweetie?
Like we've got
you.
Another promo. Liberty. I wonder if we should do the video first and then get into the background of Rock.
I think that's a great idea.
All right.
20,000 participants.
Yeah.
And they're already making the move to New Hampshire.
That sounds good. And it's a strange sort of self-congratulatory ritual
just a great idea.
Amongst Americans in particular. You know, they think that democracy is so wonderful. They've been spoon-fed that stuff since they were probably, you know, old enough to recognize words.
Right.
And, you know, everything from our generation's stupid Schoolhouse Rocks idiocy to friggin', you know, just people celebrating the stars and the stripes and getting out and vote and how it's your civic duty and all this other nonsense, you know?
Yeah.
And get connected with video. It's very frustrating. And oftentimes it leads my mind to the idea that if somebody's not going to accept the idea of voluntarism, at least they can accept the idea of smaller spheres of government control.
Yeah.
And at least there, it could make some sort of difference if it's very small. Well, listen, we've got some of our sponsors coming up. Ustream will be continuing. Podcast Masters, got to say it right.
Yes.
Got to say it right. We'll be continuing on Ustream and returning at Liberty Conspiracy's Radio LRN connection. So check us out. Check out our commercial advertisers and think about that Rock the Vote thing.
Don't worry about things. All right. We're clear.
Okay. So those two personalities, Kurt Loder and Kennedy, good libertarian people,
absolutely.
Smart people, not people that I would like to associate with this kind of dumb scullery.
No, Yeah, absolutely right. What sort of details do you remember?
I don't really remember. I just remember being on the TV because back in the day when they played MTV music on MTV.
Yeah.
Like especially, I think it was like the noon hour. They had like hard rock time.
Yeah.
And so I'd watch it then, and you know,
late at night they'd have 120.
Come on and do the news, and you talk about rocking the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it seriously when he says it because he's a serious man.
Yeah. Now, but I wonder. Like I know that Kennedy was still on MTV when she mentioned she was a libertarian. And I don't know if Kurt Loder, like, I wonder if these people sort of evolved in their thinking. Like, maybe they were sort of on the radical side, sort of libertarians, and, you know, or maybe it was just because of the corporation was pushing it and they had to do it.
Hey, can one of you guys have the chat open?
Yeah.
I know I cannot.
SchoolSucksProject.com/live.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to take us a few months to build up any kind of an audience for this, but there might be a few people involved. If he did it,
he's a hero for slash making black live. A safer place. If he did, okay, let's check it out. Check it out. I hope I typed it right.
Jamie Crane says, feel free to discuss my political campaign.
Okay, Jamie Crane. He's a funny guy. Okay, so we're over. Okay. Okay.
It's one person.
Keegan EAD.
Oh, we do have a few people.
Chat.
Chat, you guys. Come on.
I love that. I'm going to play Elephant Talk by King Crimson. Talk. It's only talk.
Hey, if anyone's trying to communicate... If anyone's trying to communicate with us through the Skype chat, I can't monitor that, too. So you either have to chat at schoolsucksproject.com/live or call.
Yeah.
And I'll try to... pay attention to that.
Right on. So you're okay getting into my Skype thing. You're good, right?
Yeah. If you guys see this icon flashing, just point and I'll...
All right. I'll try to keep track of it. I should have thought, because I could also have plugged in my Mac and just brought Skype up on mine. And then
we could
have fed that into the board.
Yeah, there might be a way to do that. Yeah. It's got to run through this compressor, I think.
First?
No. It runs out of the mixer into the compressor. No. Into the... compressor.
Yeah, into the mixer. Okay. Because yeah. Otherwise you'd have to put it directly into the mixer. That would be, yeah, brief, less effort. But Osborne, we're looking pretty good on the Podcast Masters Liberty Masterclass shot.
It's watercolor. It's a watercolor effect.
I'm looking very bald. I'll just pretend that's a hat, a skin hat.
In that picture with that effect from that distance, Osborne looks a little Chinese.
He does.
I like Chinese.
Do you want to bring us back from the break?
Yeah, Osborne.
I don't know. Maybe next break.
Okay. You can do this one.
All right, cool. I'm with you. Whose voice is that on that ad? Once I got here. The world.
So I moved to. This is Daryl Perry.
Yeah, I know that's Daryl, but the girl, the woman, doing the same thing. She's got a core, sort of hip voice.
Are awesome, loving, and positive.
This is Allie.
It was for the adventure. And for the feeling of
it?
Something
Allie.
Important
oh, it is
happening
yeah.
here. And I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
She's got a good voice, man.
She certainly does. She's getting voiceover work.
Is she?
Yeah, for one thing. She'll get voiceover work for better things. She has a very nice, very nice, sweet voice.
I like that.
All right, so when we come back, let's play one of these interviews from a Rock the Vote event around the same time. One of the things I want to talk about is just how fucking lifeless.
I forgot that 35 outro. U.S. credit accounts are
facing collection agencies. Yeah.
Because Ian wanted them all the same length.
I haven't heard from.
Is that related to Oprah? I mean, to what's her face?
Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi?
I don't think so. I think that was just a gag.
Yeah, because I can see he sort of looks like her.
Yeah.
But it's like. You know, and freaking Whoopi Goldberg. She's got to stop. She's just of U.S. prices.
Asia Run Like Hell Guide. Now, why do I have to stop? I don't understand. Why would I have to stop?
The way you pulled your mouth when you go, the why?
Why?
That's awesome.
I just have things to say. I just have opinions.
Does she use honey a lot?
Honey?
No.
She doesn't do that? That'd be great.
Oh my God!
You're thinking of Barack Obama.
Have you ever?
Oh, hey, lots of people in the chat room.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah, I'll just look over everything. What is Rock the Vote? Says Ustreamer 89461. Oh, it's an organization. Hey, why don't you talk about this Lena Dunham video where she compares voting to sex?
This is Lena Dunham is in this.
Yes, indeed. So we're getting close.
Voting seems an awful lot like sex with Lena Dunham.
Her dance in this video is so bad. Keegan-Ead says, yeah, I guess links are censored. So the Ustreamer is trying to give us a link. Sorry, Ustreamer 89461. Sorry about that.
Just if you want us to look something up, just do Google and then whatever you want us to look up.
Yeah, say, yeah, do Google and then put in the title of it, and then we can look for it.
Or put in the link and then just put like a couple spaces in it randomly and see if that works.
Yeah, that's a good call. We'll search Lena Dunham. Well, yeah, the Ustreamer's got it right here. We'll search Lena Dunham vote and it comes up. Maybe this is the same video. When I brushed the first time. I don't think so, though. Lil Jon, turn out for what? I bet Lil Wayne is more successful, says Ustreamer 660.
Possibly.
Well, he's been around a little longer. So he's
Lil Wayne's been around since he was like 14.
Yeah, yeah. So he's had time to at least make more cash.
He's been around since he was born, Brett.
That's, yep, that's true.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Coming back in about a minute.
Okay. You can make that vision. Okay, so thanks, guys. Sorry I didn't get to those things sooner, and I will try to keep that window open rather than going to my Facebook thing and looking at hot chicks.
I need a bigger clock.
Flava Flav's got some. Flava.
Yeah!
He would have made this worse.
Flava. Did you see the thing on the wife swap thing? If you look at the Dee Snider video that I sent over, you look at the different links. I guess they have, you know, one of these celebrity wife swap things.
Yeah.
Or celebrity couple, I don't know, marriage swap or whatever. Dee Snider's wife switches off and stays for a week or something with Flava Flav. Or he moves in with her. And, you know, it's ridiculous. It's freaking crazy. Flava. Oh, man. Such a funny dude. Importing sneezers is a key success
factor for idea merchants. His book, I can't do Idea Virus, is the most downloaded ebook in history. And you can download the anybody in the Ustream having trouble with the sound? His idea
contagious. Yeah.
Click tips, tricks, and other stuff to help you cut through the clutter at www.survivalspeech.com. I'm Holland Cook.
Coming back.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Oh, we're muted.
Okay.
Free Talk Live.
So, Keegan, don't say what it is yet.
Well, Keegan's got it. He wrote it down in the chat. Totally great. So Keegan must be watching what you're freeze framing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's good that it's
way to go, Keegan.
Is it equipment visible?
Oh yeah.
Which is the
it's freaking great.
IMDb.
In the reflector shades.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Keegan says, "Oops, already did." Not a problem, man. I mean, you know, you can't go forward in time unless you're in your TARDIS.
Don't worry. In the podcast, it'll sound like I discovered it.
Because you know about editing, man. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I think your observation about the possibility that these people did it so they could get promotion is, yeah that's definitely part of it.
I'm sure they're not being paid money. Right. This is obviously not a production that involved money being spent on anything.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just people showed up. They're like, okay, I'll show up if you let me promote my shit.
I bet this guy got paid right here.
I don't think he did.
No, this guy in the reflection.
Oh, I see.
That's interesting.
He's union.
Yeah, the sound guy. Actually, you know what? You got to be union if they're shooting in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being in the jurisdiction means you have to be part of the union.
Yeah. Yep. And since this is a porn film, I think they were supposed to all be wearing rubbers, but, you know, I could be wrong. Actually, they rescinded that. because all the porn industry was moving.
Are you
out
guys
of
aware of
City.
This law we have in New Hampshire that you are not allowed to take a picture of your ballot?
Really? Wow. Andre has an ad of that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Too bad you're not
just
running
to let
against
everyone
him.
Know.
Can you take a picture of somebody else's ballot?
I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to break the law.
Hey, is there anything like a diet civil disobedience Coke in that fridge?
Diet what?
Diet Coke.
Oh, Diet Coke. Coming up next, live. So, okay, so Keegan.
Oh, yeah. We're on the long break. We've got
six
more minutes.
So, okay.
I should see if I can pee. You think Dale will let us pee?
Yeah, if he's home.
They should just make a shoot out the wall. And that'd be, like, perfect.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. This thing here, you know, looking at this, it looks like they needed lighting. They had to have lighting.
Yeah.
Because it's not just shot with something, you know, obviously they've got backlighting, they've... You know, the sunlight in there on the freeze frame is probably just plain sunlight. But in order to get that equilibrium between him and the backdrop, you know, they probably had some lighting setups or something like that. Sort of, you know, all you need is a couple stands and stuff like that. And required editing, that's for sure. They probably had to do multiple takes of a lot of this crap.
Yeah.
So that went into an editing suite, and that requires some time to edit. And it's clearly, I don't think that it was just improvised. I think it was scripted because they had a sequence to it. You know, he goes in, the guy sees him, he's on the phone with what's her face there?
Whoopi.
And,
I'm Whoopi.
Sorry.
So, yeah, it looks like it was scripted. But it's interesting, you know, I was mentioning in our communication on Facebook, Brett, about that original Frank Zappa push. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I remember because I went to see Zappa 1988, my senior year in college, and I went with all my roommates, and they were pushing getting people to vote in 88. It was like a huge deal. And it was the leftist. They hated Reagan. Bush was going to be the continuation of Reagan. So here's Zappa, as I mentioned in the message, you know, here's Zappa, who's supposedly an independent guy, and he wants to get everybody to go out to vote. But the subtext was really get out to vote because you want to stop Bush.
Right.
That's what it was. And everybody knew it, you know, even though Zappa was supposedly some, you know, apolitical dude, but get involved with politics anyway because we don't want Bush. And I went to the Orpheum Theater, and they had things there where people could sign up. If they were Massachusetts residents, they could sign up to vote. They had flyers. They even had these I remember they had a red sheet with Frank Zappa's face on it, and it was about voting. And I thought to myself, it's a peculiar thing to think that a guy like Zappa, who is called before the Senate, goes to testify before the Senate, and is standing because of a Democrat's wife, Al Gore's wife, Zipper, and, you know, so he's there, and he's given all these hassles because of his music by this woman, and then he's out there saying, but, you know, you got to make sure you vote, and hint, wink, wink, don't vote for Republicans.
Right, yeah.
You know, and it's amazing to me that, you know, typically Republicans are seen as the ones who want to clamp down on things because they're, you know, the Christians and all this stuff. But liberals are almost just as guilty of trying to suppress speech for violent content. We can't let our children see that on television. I remember, I don't know if you were old enough, but when I was a kid, all these left-wing Democrats were speaking out about Starsky and Hutch. Starsky and Hutch, oh my God, it's the most violent thing. We can't have that on television. Children will see murders. Mm-hmm. And I'm a kid. I'm like, I'm 10. This is a TV show. Those are actors.
Right.
You know, it's like, and they even today, they'll say things like, by the time a child is 15 years old, he has seen 8,521,000 murders on television. Like, no, he saw a bunch of special effects and squibs go off. That's what he saw. And of course, I remember in college, they used to have these conversations about things. and they would say, well, this will lead children to become violent. I was like, well, have you actually checked in on that to see whether the studies show that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a catharsis?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and what they'll say is, well, it's the Christians that are doing that. They don't want that. Well, maybe on the sex stuff, but the violent stuff, it's all the left-wingers.
Yeah, exactly. The video game people.
Exactly. They claim that video games lead people to violence, you know? And this, this I think, is sort of part and parcel to what happened, the outcome of the overall image that came out of the PMRC hearings was it was a bunch of right-wing Christians who didn't like it. This is at the time. Because people weren't that familiar with Tipper Gore. They knew about Al Gore, but it was all sort of mixed in. They all thought it was like the religious people who were against this. They didn't realize that, no, this is Democrats and Republicans together.
Yes.
And then Al Gore becomes the vice presidential candidate, and, you know, nobody really seems to care. Vote Democrat because the Republicans are going to suppress free speech and stuff like that. It's like, well, what about Flipper Gore?
Exactly. You know? This is how people should live. This is how people should think. This
exactly.
is how people should be protected
exactly.
from themselves.
It's totally authoritarian on both sides, you know?
Yeah. All right, we're coming back in less
about
than a 30, minute.
Yeah.
Later this year with a projected sticker price of $799. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News online at theonion.com.
Does okay. it blow your mind when you see people who are professional actors when they get involved in something like this, and you can see how horrible their acting is?
Terrible, terrible, and not bright. You know, this is the sort of thing that, you know, I still have that interview possibility out in L.A., and Bobby wants me to come out, and this is the sort of thing that makes me say, I do not want to be in L.A., you know, but I know that that's just one. I was just saying, you know, I could be out in L.A. and these are the sorts of people that I do not want to run into in L.A.
No,
right.
I actually wouldn't mind being in L.A. But and people say like, oh man, everybody's so superficial and, you know, vacuous and so on in L.A. It's like, well, you know, a lot of people are, but a lot of people aren't. It's like any city. You know, there are a lot of really intelligent people and great people who are involved with all sorts of cool stuff out there.
Now, you're a writer. Have you seen Californication?
No, I've got to see Californication. I've got to. It's supposed to be fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Duchovny. I'm actually going to, based on his performance in this, I've never seen The X-Files. And I'm going to
go watch it. Fantastic. In fact, a friend of mine, Jonathan Mayberry, has been asked to edit 3 horror story anthologies based around The X-Files, horror or science fiction.
Really?
Yeah, and he just put the call out. There are 2 slots that opened up. And he's like, you know, just send a pitch over.
Are you gonna
for
write,
it.
Are you going to write an X-Files story?
Yeah, I had a bunch of them
you
that I wrote years
hero.
Ago. I got a great idea. Did I tell you? I told you about the Bigfoot Club idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking I could translate that into an X-Files thing, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But actually, they would just appear like at the end, and the whole story would be about the guy.
And hot Mulder Scully.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Looks like we got some new chatters.
Yeah, and I got to get over
somebody
to
somebody named Owl?
Let's see. Oh, my chat closed down. What's up? What's up with my chat closing down?
Well, I'm glad Ian didn't have to intervene in the show tonight.
Yes, great. Owl, yeah, man. Owl, yeah, and the Fairness Doctrine really promotes the status quo big time. Because by having only 2 opinions, it really promotes the opinion of the status quo. Right. Hey, Brett, can you give some advice? What do you do if all your friends are eager to rock the vote like Lena Dunham?
Can you, when we come back, can I just throw it to you and you say, Guard, what's going on in the
yeah,
chat?
Absolutely. And yeah, Owl, thank you. Wait a minute.
So we,
Owl, that's Illuminati.
It is.
You see? They're even here.
What's that line from... Oh, yeah, the owls are not what they seem.
What's that?
From Twin Peaks.
Get out of here, really? Hey, and you read about how he's bringing it back.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You heard about that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I should have given that a second shot. I don't know if I told you about that, but when Twin Peaks first came on, the first episode of it was broadcast when I was getting back from surgery. And they'd given me these painkillers for the surgery, and I couldn't even go up the stairs. I had to sleep on this, like, couch fold-out thing downstairs.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, I'll turn this on. I've heard this is supposed to be really good. But I took one of the painkillers, and it made me nauseous. And so the first episode I was watching, and I was like, I just gave up. So, but it's supposed to be great. David Duchovny again.
In what?
David Duchovny in Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's right.
He's transvestite in that.
In Red Shoe Diaries.
Oh, man.
He was the narrator.
Dude. Is he still with Taylor Leone?
I don't know. I think they might have
they split. That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because there were rumors that he was getting together with Gillian Anderson.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, that's probably bogus.
I heard he had like some weird sex addiction.
Yeah, he had to get taken care of for that. So, you know. Man, that stuff smells good, whatever you're vaping. You can
connect with, I think it's just vanilla.
It's awesome. Page at facebook.lrn.fm.
What are you vaping these days, Osborne?
Watermelon.
Whoa.
Nice. We return Liberty Conspiracy and the School Sucks Project together. It is Podcast Masters, Podcast Masters, Podcast Masters. Say it that many times in front of a mirror and we will appear. I'm Gardner Goldsmith.
I'm Brett.
But yeah, not. Osborne.
We're having a nice time tonight.
I do. This is really fun. I really like this. And maybe we can go overtime a little bit for online people. Ustream, you can get us, if you're listening to us live right now at lrn.fm and you want to see what's going on, just go to schoolsucksproject.com/live and you can get into the chat room. You can click on the Ustream video and check us all out. And don't forget, the podcast from last month is available via Brett, who did a great job editing it, and that was a really good conversation about the history of people manipulating the government-run school system in the United States, and absolutely, that's at School Sucks Project. So we're talking about rocking the vote, rock. I before do the we, rock.
Right. What's the?
We've got our commercial set coming up, so we will continue.
Right. Podcast Masters.
Podcast
we'll
Masters. We'll return. Just keep it tuned here. And if you're on Ustream, we'll continue and keep chatting, by the way, at schoolsucksproject.com/live. Oh, this is good. Okay.
All right.
Keegan says she's a writer, TV live, writer, and also has her own show. Every day. It's like enter. Jacobs. And she's a feminist activist. Boom, 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 boom. I like this. So,
yeah, and you know, the thing that gets me about that is,
well, I mean, there's assorted things that get me about that, but just to let you know, I might mention this on the radio version too, but I get into a debate a while back on Facebook with a few people who. I happened to post a while back. I might have mentioned this to you, Brad. I don't know, but I posted a while back, Osborne, that I said to people who are opposed to or upset by the court ruling about the Hobby Lobby case.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to give up your interest in forcing other people to get the health insurance that you want them to get for their employees if you could get from that the government no longer having the ability to create corporations? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got zero responses and two likes. One was from Rocky Wood, the head of the Horror Writers Association, who's in Australia, and he's a libertarian. The other was a libertarian woman who is editing this short story thing. So both horror writers who are libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
No responses. Then, a few weeks later, I decided I would rephrase it. I'd say, okay, let's see how people respond to this. I said, for you who are upset about the Hobby Lobby decision, what would you do if politicians who were religious told corporations that they had to buy Bibles for all of their employees? Would that be an imposition that you would oppose and say the government shouldn't be telling people to buy Bibles for all their employees to save their souls?
Mm-hmm.
And I got these reactions from people that were like, they're completely different things, not the same thing. And I was like, oh, my God. So then I tried to point out.
What people hate the most is when you go, hey, here's your logic.
Yes.
Here's what it looks like in another situation.
Exactly.
Holy shit, fuck you, get away from me.
Yeah, and they get pissed at me, you know, and I'm just bringing it up. I'm like, look, you know, I'm just being an easygoing dude. Like, hey, and they're like attacking me. And this is a girl I dated a while back. She's sort of inconsistent on stuff, and you can tell that the longer she's going to be exposed to certain things, the more over to the statist, collectivist, left-wing side she's going to go. Mm-hmm. If she were exposed with more of the Free State Project people, she'd probably be like, oh, yeah, that's interesting, but that's she's closing that off. So, and, you know, not necessarily because she's not dating me anymore, but it, you can just see that that could be the way that it would go. So it was interesting because she got in and said, the very idea, so I said, she says, the very idea that a man is commenting about this issue disgusts me. And she's like, F you. And I'm like, so I said, and I tried to be very reasonable. I could have been very blunt and said, the very fact that any man, and we didn't even get, I tried to exclude the corporations sort of thing, because there are people who are, you know, single proprietors. One woman is a sole proprietor of her business. She's in her 70s, but she's got to get Plan B for her own health insurance. It's like, what? So, you know, I tried to bring up the principle of it, regardless of corporations. And, well, you accepted the corporate status, so now the government can tell you what to do, because that would get you over into unconstitutional conditions and that whole sphere of judicial argumentation. So I said,
satellite channel is free to listen to.
I tried to be nice, and I was like, you know, the fact that somebody is being forced to pay for this makes it a universal issue. We're going to be finishing off this last little bit as we head towards our last segment, and we might even continue because we've got to talk about this equality for Rachels. I don't know what the story is on that. We'll continue at Podcast Masters.
This Your sorry, Family Today tip coming, is brought so. To you by...
That's good. Yeah. No, because I didn't hear it coming.
Yeah, sorry. So, oh, man, that's Alec Baldwin's daughter? I want to hit him just for screaming at her anyway. That's just nasty.
Are there, like, celebrity or artist people that you know that you just are so bummed out by their leftiness?
Yeah, because he's actually a really talented dude. Yes. And yeah,
he's definitely one.
Yeah,
I enjoy his work so much, like his appearances on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, he's so talented.
Gary Lynn Ross, of course.
Yeah. Oh, you know who
30 Rock.
You know who occasionally I admire greatly is Richard Branson. You know. But unfortunately, he's like, you know, tied in on the global warming stuff and things like that. Neil deGrasse Tyson's another example. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson is fantastic. But when it comes to global warming or so-called climate change, he either goes with sort of secondary anecdotal stuff, or he doesn't debate anyone who's a scientist. My friend Elias, who's an MD, was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I admire him so much. You know, he's just, you know, he's getting the word out about science. And this is one of the things, like, we were talking on Facebook, and I think I did a little podcast thing about this on the show, about who's the guy, who's a British dude who does Last Week Tonight? John Oliver.
John Oliver, yeah.
You know, John Oliver just caused such a terrific stir when he talked about the drug war and also about drones. You know, he talked about property seizure, property forfeiture, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody was talking about it. It was freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, it sort of left me sort of slightly bitter in a way, or the drone thing. You know, he's talking about the drone stuff, and all these people are suddenly aware of all the thousands of people who have been killed by the Obama administration, when you and I and you and tons of other libertarian people, the day after they killed Anwar al-Awlaki, I was doing a podcast about it.
Right.
And, like, you know, and you sit there, you're like, you know, Glenn Jacobs, a pro wrestler, was talking about this, but it took John Oliver. And then the other thing that gets me is, okay, then I had to say to myself, no, it's still good that he's getting the information out, you know? But then I think, but then he'll talk about something else, like college loans. And so he's provided good information, solid information that has been researched on a couple other issues. And then he does something like that about college loans, where it literally takes 2/10 of a second to actually look up what the Obama administration has already done on the college loan thing.
Right.
To look up how Pell Grants and all this other stuff has inflated college expenses and all this other nonsense. but he doesn't talk about it.
Right.
You know, right. And that bothers me because a lot of good information gets in there. People admire them, and then they're going to be misled on something.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly.
The government has it's a real shame. To tell us what to
put in our bodies, it's like they go on some of the things that they're actually tackling. They're like these undeniables.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like they're building credibility to push this other shit.
Yeah. That bugs me. And, you know, another example is when John Oliver was on
Daily Show,
he did a segment with somebody from Gun Owners of America, and he interviewed him, and he got the guy to say that he supports the war on drugs. DVD available. And so John Oliver, who opposes the war on drugs but supports the war on guns, is just the guy's mirror reflection, right? So John Oliver's making the guy look stupid by saying, so what you're saying is the war on drugs must continue and they have to be banned to stop drugs. And that'll stop drugs, yes. But banning guns won't do it.